And you're listening to an AvWeb audiocast for Monday, June 16th, 2008 from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Brought to you today by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. The folks at EAA are always coming up with ways to keep AirVenture fresh, and this year is no exception. From rock concerts to rocket planes, this year's events promise plenty of entertainment value, and there will be lots of product and technology announcements, too. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with EAA's Media and Public Affairs Director, Dick Napinski.
You know, just when you think that there isn't anything new that you can unveil in the aviation world, well, Oshkosh comes along. So what are we looking at this year?
Indeed, Oshkosh does come along, Russ, and you look forward to a lot of great new innovation, and just some of the things that we've heard so far this year should really be tremendous. Some of them have just been introduced or made known publicly in the past few days, things like the Icon aircraft, which they introduced this week out in California and will be part of AirVenture this year. And, of course, we have items such as the Martin Jetpack, which we're hearing about, the world's first practical jetpack, will be part of it this year. We have brand new airplanes being introduced, and of course, we're going to hear more about space tourism from Burt Rutan and Sir Richard Branson the day after they roll out White Knight 2 out in Mojave. They're going to come join us in Oshkosh and talk more about that, and those are just a few of the things that will be taking place this year, really looking at innovation, what's new, some of the new technology in aviation, and of course, some of the great new aircraft.
There are some kind of unusual, well, not unusual for Oshkosh, but kind of dramatic events taking place. There's Nemesis, there's a Rocket Racing League. What can you tell us about those?
Well, that's always a part of the fun part of Oshkosh, seeing some of the new technology actually being flown, and you mentioned John Sharp at Nemesis. We'll be looking to set a speed record here at Oshkosh. They did it before in the original Nemesis, and we're looking forward to them coming back. The Rocket Racing League people have announced already that they'll be coming to AirVenture this year, and they'll be participating as well. And as they put their technologies together, we'll see some of those aircraft in the air here over the skies of Oshkosh. So those are just a few of the exciting things taking place. And of course, all the home-built aircraft that come in, all the Warbirds that come in, the vintage airplanes, things like the beautiful Boeing 40C coming this year, which has been fully restored. There's only one in the world, and it's coming to Oshkosh this year. Airplanes like that for people to see, and, of course, 800 exhibitors and everything else that makes this the world's greatest aviation celebration.
Okay, the lineup is pretty much set. We've got a rock concert on Monday night. That's become a tradition on at AirVenture.
It really has. We've had the Beach Boys the past 2 years. We're happy that Foreigner can join us this year. And so we found that a lot of our attendees, our members, say we like that to kick off opening day, having a concert of some sort to hopefully in the sunshine on Monday evening, July 28th, to enjoy the music and just enjoy the fact that we're all gathering once again in Oshkosh in what's commonly known as aviation's family reunion. And we have a lot of other entertainment venues as well. We have a man who's a helicopter builder and a pilot, but is better known probably as one of the nation's funniest comedians and ventriloquist. Jeff Dunham will be joining us on Wednesday night at Theater in the Woods, and Rotorway International is helping make that possible, as Ford Motor Company is helping to make the concert possible with Foreigner. And then on Friday night, Gary Sinise's Lieutenant Dan Band will be coming in. We've worked with the Disabled American Veterans to make that possible. And so on Friday evening, we'll have their show coming in as well. So a lot of entertainment, and add to that the Fly-In Theater that's been so popular with our members and our campers over the past few years. And Ford and Eclipse have been helping out with that. So it really is a great lineup once again this year, not only in the air, but on the ground after the air show is all done for the day.
Okay, there are some practical considerations to take into account. The NOTAM is out. Anything else anybody needs to know about getting to and enjoying themselves at AirVenture?
Well, you're right. First and foremost, if they're flying to Oshkosh this year, make sure to read, to understand, and bring the NOTAM with you, because that really is the guide to come in here safely each and every year. And you know, we want everybody to get here safely, want everybody to get home safely, and knowing that NOTAM is the first thing, certainly. Some other things this year as well, a lot of people, of course, are concerned about fuel prices and so forth. Fortunately, this year, a lot of things are available that people may not know about. One is there are almost 100 FBOs around the country that offer discounts to flying or pilots flying to Oshkosh and coming home. And you go on the airventure.org website, you can find where those FBOs are, plan your trip. They offer fuel discounts. They offer other amenities to pilots coming to AirVenture and heading home. And there's also a rideshare program. So if, let's say your airplane's an annual this year and you don't want to maybe make the big drive, but you still want to go to Oshkosh, well, maybe there's someone in your area that you can kind of bunk in with on the airplane and make the trip out there. So you look on that at the airventure.org website as well. So all of those things are available for people who maybe want to economize a little bit but still make it out to AirVenture. We've made sure that's designed for them too.
Well, I've loaded up on sunscreen. I've bought five rain jackets, and I'm ready to go, Dick, so we'll see you there.
That sounds great. We want to tell everybody as well, Russ, that they've heard about a lot of rain in the Midwest, but the grounds here are in great shape. We haven't had as much rain as they have had in other parts of the Midwest, so we are making the preparations, and we're ready to go.
AFWEB will be there in force, of course, as always, and covering all the events extensively in print, www.afweb.com, and we'll be bringing you the highlights in video and audio, and we hope that you'll join us for that. Thanks for listening to today's audiocast brought to you by Aviation Safety. You can check it out at AviationSafetyMagazine.com. It's the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. I'm Mike Blakeney for AFWEB Audio. Thanks for listening.